Thousands lined up along the streets of Harare to welcome President Xi Jinping, whose visit is being lauded by Harare as proof that its Look East policy is beginning to bear fruit. President Robert Mugabe welcomed Mr. Xi at the Harare International Airport, where some Zimbabwean and Chinese nationals, including school children and ZANU-PF supporters, wearing their party regalia, gave the Chinese leader a rousing welcome. Some wore T-shirts praising the friendship between Zimbabwe and China, which enders 35 years this year. Several government ministers and diplomats also turned up to welcome the Chinese leader. Mr. Xi inspected a guard of honor at the airport, but did not speak on his arrival. He is expected to address a joint press conference with Mr. Mugabe after signing economic deals later today at the State House. He was honored with a 21-gun salute and inspected a guard of honor. Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa told journalists at the airport that Mr. Xi's visit will play a crucial role in reviving Zimbabwe's economy. He said Zimbabwe's priority is on power and energy generation, as the economy cannot be revived if energy shortages continue.
We cannot have economic recovery and take off unless we address the infrastructure gap, primarily in the energy sector. We cannot run mines, smelting plants, agriculture, irrigation, unless we have uninterrupted power supply, which is why all our efforts have been devoted towards investments into energy.
With the Chinese already funding the Kariba South power station extension, more power deals will be signed today.
We are going to be signing today an agreement for support to Wanke 7 and 8, which again, if undertaken, will add 600 megawatts. And we have been in negotiations with them with respect to private sector-driven power projects, Makomo Resources, Lusulu, and another one in the Gwai area, which again, if funded, will add a total of 1,800 megawatts. So we are on course.
Former Zimbabwean ambassador to China and war veterans leader Christopher Mtrangwa told journalist Mr. Xi's visit shows how much the Chinese leader rates relations between the two countries. China is Zimbabwe's biggest foreign investor, pumping in $600 million in 2013, according to Chinese ambassador to Harare, Yuang Ping. The visit has raised hopes that China will help stabilize Zimbabwe's faltering economy. Mr. Xi, who is accompanied by his wife and several business people and representatives of his government's agencies, was expected to visit the National Heroes Acre before going to State House, where the mega deals are expected to be signed. Mr. Xi is expected to leave for South Africa tomorrow, where he will attend the China-Africa Cooperation Summit in Johannesburg. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.